Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Fast the hour. It's the DJ V show. I'm the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. And hi. That's Jennifer Horn's voice. The lovely and talented Jennifer Horn.
So I guess that we're having some technical problems.
Yeah, we're in the midst of a tech meltdown with Doug.
Which it seems kind of funny because ever since Doug has like done upgrades to his studio, things have started to fail miserably. And I feel like that's what we can all identify with right now, right? There's a lot of stuff that's dividing people politically. Everybody's all cranked up. But one thing you can always agree on is that when you have the cable company out, there's always going to be some sort of problem. Any upgrade to anything, a new TV, new phone, new internet, it always seems to go bad. So we're working on that right now. In the meantime, lots of stuff going on. There are recounts underway in Georgia. There are lawsuits being filed by the Trump administration. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is looking to put together his transition team. And I wanted to get your take on this because you probably know Victoria and I come from different political perspectives. We love each other. But we definitely consider things differently. And I thought it was interesting to see that the chief of staff that was put into place by Joe Biden is someone he worked with in the Obama administration who oversaw some of the response to Ebola, which I don't take issue with. But one of the suggestions being made by Joe Biden and some of his new appointees is that he consider a 4 to 6 week lockdown again, which there's fatigue. Whether we think it's right or wrong or we should just suck it up, there is fatigue. Everybody's tired of being locked down. It's been almost a year that we've been in some mode of quarantine or lockdown, depending on the state that you're in. And I'm curious to know just what you think about the possibility, at least being floated, of a 4 to 6 week shutdown as Biden would take office in January.
I mean, I don't know what that – I know that there was a lot of fear of, you know, a national mask mandate. There is no mandate that's coming. It's just going to be a strong suggestion. I'm in New Jersey. We just started a new lockdown phase. We're used to this at this point. They've traced bartenders in New Jersey. They've done the contact tracing, and there are huge clusters of bartenders with the virus. So it shows basically that – you know, people sitting at a bar or at a bar situation, even when they have the seats spaced out 6 feet apart or whatever, didn't work. So restaurants are now back to, you know, indoor dining is 25% capacity, and bars are now shut down. So you can't sit at the bar, whether you're going to a bar itself or a restaurant that has a bar. I mean, we're just, you know, at this point, I'm looking at the COVID tracking project map, which is sort of like the gold standard that comes from, it pulls data from every state department of every state. And so there isn't a single state where the virus is decreasing. I'm in New Jersey, and New Jersey, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine for the entire, the New England area, mid-Atlantic to New England area, we're in the worst category. We're in the rapidly increasing category. New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia are in the slightly increasing category. But then, you know, as you move west on the map, Nevada is spiking in cases. That's in brown, you know, color coordinating here. It's in black is the worst, brown is second best.
They really picked some depressing colors, actually.
It's very depressing.
They want you to be depressed. they right. want it to be depressing.
But, well, I don't know. But, well, and maybe it is
makes
depressing.
The message easier.
We have it's 67,000 people are hospitalized right now with mm-hmm. COVID. So it's the worst hospitalization that we've ever had, and this is the worst number of cases. We're at basically 120,000 cases a day now are turning up. So
that's not the theme
what, my
last
question,
night.
Though,
of, yeah, can you hear me? Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're sounding
okay, right. So the theme of Chicago Med this week as they came back into circulation was all about COVID and having cases and what they're doing with them and who's dying and that sort of thing. That was the theme. Apparently behind the scenes, a lot of the members of the staff and crew and the stars have got COVID as a yeah. result of something. And they all shoot in Chicago. They do like they do in New York with all the Dick Wolf shows they have. They took over that big warehouse at Chelsea Pier, and they rebuilt it and made it studios, and that's what they did with a huge warehouse in Chicago. So all of the shows, whether it be Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, are all shot. The interior of all of the various shows is shot in the same big warehouse. So one got to wonder whether this thing is going to spread around, and will that be an interesting example of how this thing can go from person to person?
It just spreads so rapidly. You know, I mean, election night, some people from the Trump party are, who are at his election night party, mm-hmm. you know, they have it now. It spreads so fast.
Restaurants, gyms, hotels, churches, 80% of the infections are coming from those places.
Yeah.
So instead of doing a general shutdown of everything, can we shut down? I mean, how do we select? Restaurants are the most vulnerable to being able to survive or not because it's the toughest of the businesses. Do you shut down gyms? You shut down hotels? Shut them all down? And then hope in a week or two or three that things change?
Well, the interesting thing about
open
the
in Los Angeles since March. I mean, they were open for like 2 weeks during the summer and they were closed down again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if 4 to 6. So I guess my point is this. We are already, because I live in California, where we haven't really ever been opened up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still seeing cases rise. So it's hard to argue that the shutdown is working in my mind and that it's causing a worse problem to the economy. So I guess the story today is that Dr. Michael Osterholm, who's an advisor to Joe Biden on his coronavirus team, is saying we need to shut the economy down nationally, do a lockdown, is what he called it, for 4 to 6 weeks.
Is this the guy who has just written a book about, excuse me, that people shouldn't live beyond 75?
Killing
this
all
the same guy?
This is a different one. So he's got that person. He also has Zeke Emanuel, who's Rahm Emanuel's brother, on his task force. And so
He's the guy that wrote the book that suggests that people should die, be allowed to die when they're 75. I'm going to send you the link. There's a new book out. This guy, Emanuel, has written. He's in Pennsylvania.
He even said that the vaccine shouldn't go to people over 75.
Wait a second.
Joe Biden is way over 75.
Right. I wonder how they get away with that. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's to be
I don't
dealt
understand
with.
The point of the book.
The book is basically a primer on who should live and who should die, and under what circumstances should people be given what do they call the care, ultimate care, but it's not called extreme, whatever it is.
It's like palliative care instead of.
Yeah, right. Don't expect to get government help if you want to live over 75, you're on your own. That's basically the premise of the book. So you can imagine how that's going to go over. And again,
he's an oncologist, so there must be some other angle to this. Because
that's Michael, what's his face, that you're looking up.
Zeke Emanuel.
I don't think it's Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote the book. It's someone else on the task force that did it. I wish I could remember his name. I'll look it up right now. Hang on.
Anyway,
you guys chat amongst yourselves.
The COVID cases that we're talking about, that we're seeing in the data, again, coming pretty much from the same sources. Researchers track movements in restaurants, cafes, grocery stores, gyms, hotels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Infections are happening very unevenly, so says the data and the study. Models, according to them, predict that one visit to a grocery store is twice as dangerous for a lower-income person than it is for an upper-income person.
Oh, you're right. It is Ezekiel Emanuel, by the way. You were absolutely right, Doug. Yeah, no, you're right. I thought it was another one on the task force.
No.
So, yeah, it is him.
No.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's another. We need to talk about that separately from this COVID discussion. The new CDC study about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. excuse me, say it again, Doug. A face mask. Mask, hello. Try it three times, Doug. A face mask. This is really this has always been in my mind, in my wheelhouse, the way the benefits of wearing a mask far exceed anything else that anybody does under any other circumstance.
Yeah, it's just more and more studies are showing it is
right.
The number one thing you can do. Besides washing your hands, it's the number one thing you
Closing
can do.
Closing down stores doesn't do it. If you have a store or a restaurant and you maintain, and that's what happens around here, you can't go into any place around here without a mask on. And if you
right.
do, they'll throw you out.
Yeah,
and that's the way it ought to
yeah.
be. That's the way that multiple layers of cloth, that one micron that Jack Stockwell talked about, the virus itself measures one micron. So you need to have a mask, not 10 microns or whatever. So food for thought, 17 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
Self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch
is dumping, kissing.
Products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal rate, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See positive letter, license in all 50 states, and LLS, consumer access, number 33.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Various podcasts that come from my creative mind and my staff's creative mind. The Good Day Health Show, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell every week. Ken's latest Good Day Health podcast focuses on our negativity and what the negative mindset does to our physical being. It's a reach for Ken. to go to the spirit mind body connection, but he does it effectively. So if you want to see if you can get yourself out of that negative mode, listen to Ken, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For Christmas is you. You.
Okay.
Even Mariah can't hit those notes anymore.
Right.
Hi, Mariah. In the music news here, 23 after on the DJV program, Jennifer and Victoria making fun of me, the acknowledged leader of the band. That's terrible, isn't it? You heard me hit that note.
We need a new lead singer.
Yeah.
If so. All right, Mariah's enlisted Ariana Grande. Tiffany Haddish, is that a...
Haddish. Oh, my God. Haddish. I knew you were going to say that. Do I have to write down Radish, like Haddish?
Radish, that? Yeah, that's good. Tiffany Radish. Snoop Dogg's going to be involved in the new Mariah Carey Magical Christmas Special, which will be on Apple on December the 4th. So if you don't have Apple, I guess you're going to have to find a banana. The special centering on Carey helping Santa solve last-minute holiday cheer crises at the North Pole. In order to save Christmas this year, the show is going to feature a mix of musical performances, some animation. Additional guests will be Jennifer Hudson, Jermaine Dupri, Billy Eichner, Misty Copeland, the Carey Twins, Moroccan and Monroe. Who are they? Who's the Moroccan and Monroe?
They're her kids.
Oh, those are... Oh, okay.
Her twins.
All right, I thought it was another group, the Carey Twins. Okay.
No.
<God.
laughs> Jeez. Hey, we've got our finger on the pulse here, kids, pop culture. We are in
all
the...
All right, calm down. In order to accompany the special, Mariah is going to release a new single called Oh Santa. We got that here?
Bling from the Mariah Carey Fragrance Collection, Island Records, and Elizabeth Arden present the Mariah Carey Christmas Spectacular.
Now I go. I want for Christmas better. She co-wrote this song. Vocals from Ariana and Jennifer Hudson. Companion soundtrack for the special arriving next month, the 4th of December. That'll be on Apple Music, of course, before hitting other platforms a week later. Mariah is also set to sit down with Apple Music Zane Lowe for an interview for that'll air on the 7th of December. During the interview, she'll discuss the songs on the special holiday playlist she has, as well as her new music and recent memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Capping it all off, Mariah will appear on the Apple Music Hits radio station on Christmas Day for a six-hour holiday hit special. So if you don't have Apple, I guess you can forget about it, but...
Well, Apple TV Plus, a lot of people have a free one-year subscription on that. So it's pretty accessible. Well, that's just because you haven't activated it.
Yeah, you can totally get it.
Okay. But I'm shocked.
You got to see the debut of the Carey Twins.
Right, exactly. The doo-wop group, the Carey Twins. I'm shocked that she brought Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson in, right?
Why, they don't like each other?
Well, because...
No, but she's just so diva-y.
Yeah, I can't believe that two women with much better voices than current Mariah, I'm shocked that she's going to even bring them in.
All right, speaking of good voices, Dolly, along with Julian Baker and the Black Pumas, ringing in the holiday season. They've collaborated with Spotify for the record podcast on their Christmas episode, where she discusses her new album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, collaborating with Michael Bublé on this song, Cuddle Up and Cozy Down.
Do anything that we want to. Maybe love, hug and touch and some kisses.
There it is. Julia Baker and Black Pumas submitted holiday songs to the streaming services holiday playlist as well. Baker, who's releasing a new album, Little Ob... What is it? Oblivions? Yeah.
Little Oblivions in February.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Michael Bublé.
I want to hear those Carey twins again.
All I want for Christmas is you, baby.
Apologies to anyone who is listening to this right now.
No, I'm not apologizing to anybody.
I'm apologizing.
It's 29 past the hour. No apologies.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in the human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event, now through November 25th. You could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia election officials released a report Thursday evening on the results of the hand tally recount of the presidential election, affirming Joe Biden's lead in the state. The full hand recount on the state's 5 million presidential votes resulted in a Biden lead. He started out with 14,000 vote lead and now leads by only 12,000 votes. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani makes the case of voter fraud in Michigan's Wayne County.
Counting ballots improperly, counting them three and four times, having people vote three and four times, changing and backdating ballots to the point of at least 300,000 illegitimate ballots that we can specifically identify.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse on Thursday discounted President Trump's attempt to overturn the results of the presidential election in Michigan, Romney going so far as to call the president's strategy undemocratic. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to the Emerald City and put on a great show as the Seattle Seahawks take away the win 28-21. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in his postgame report with the NFL Network.
Man, I always sing in the middle of the game, and it just keeps me poised, it keeps me neutral. But you know, we had a great game. I think obviously Kyler's made some great plays this season. Obviously them coming off a Hail Mary last week, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I go back to my college days with Kirk Cousins, and then the next week Ohio State. So you know, it gets you a little bit nervous. But we played a great game. Obviously Carlos Dell not making that last play. That's why we brought him here. A huge addition. Key plays. We ran the ball extremely well today. We threw it well. We made our plays, and it was great. Well, I thought we ran the ball extremely well. Yeah. That always helps, you know, when we have great running backs. Obviously, Carlos Hyde's been a 1,000, you know, plus rusher for several times, I believe, and just has done so many things for us. Obviously, DJ Dallas has been good for us all year when he stepped in. We're excited to get Chris Carson back here soon, and, you know, it always helps. I think our receivers have been spectacular. Our offensive line protected extremely well. They do so many things with their pressure packages, and I thought we handled it really well, and we were prepared. We were ready to go. Coach Shady called a great game, and we were locked in, zoned in. DK Metcalf going off, making some plays, and Tyler Lockett once again is so clutch. For us to be able to play such great defense like that, Bobby was all over the field, Jamal, Carlos, so many guys made so many plays. It was a great game, and we really coached up well, and it was a huge win, our first win at Lumen Field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Increasing, decreasing, you can always change what's going on. You can change how you feel, as a matter of fact. Feel whatever you like. Feel good. That would be my advice. I'm Doug Steffen with the advice. Jennifer Horn's got some. Victoria Keelan has some. Matter of fact, Victoria has an update on all these people that have been charged in Florida with sex trafficking. Man, you talk about an embarrassment to our country. This has been going on. Apparently, they've been investigating this for quite a while, Victoria, down in Tallahassee,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, 170 people are charged. This is a two-year investigation by the Tallahassee Police Department. They actually were so secretive about this, they didn't even confirm that there was an investigation until they came out with the indictments. And so this is horrific sexual exploitation. This began with one teenage girl, and then this has now led to more than 170 arrests. They called it Operation Stolen Innocence. And like I said, it was a highly secretive investigation into a commercial sex trafficking of this one girl who was 13 or 14. And that's how it began. And,
it's secret just, operation. That wasn't a very secretive name.
What's it called? Right?
Operation Stolen Innocence.
Yeah. I don't mean to laugh about it. It's very serious, but
well, we didn't know the name of it until it just they were pretty secretive with the whole thing. So now 100 people have been charged with felonies, human trafficking, lewd, lascivious battery of a child. You know, the charges go on and on, child pornography, and another 72 people were charged with misdemeanors, which they're the ones who got busted for soliciting prostitution. But, yeah, I mean, we hear about these stories all the time now. It's just, it's crazy.
Yep. All right, so let's see what's going on up in Alaska. I'm sure that was on your mind when you woke up this morning. The airports in Alaska are no stranger to seeing bears running around. However, an Alaskan Airlines jetliner struck a bear while it was landing at the runway.
That's sad.
Kill the bear, and it caused damage to the plane. Do imagine if you're in the
that's a big hit.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, a little bird can take a plane down, much less a bear.
Yeah, right. Boeing 737-700, the jetliner. As I look at that, I'm thinking about what happened yesterday and all of the stuff, the reactions from people who now. I guess this is a good thing. I think we touched on this a little bit with the approval of getting the 737 MAX back in the air because the plane's been grounded for almost 2 years, appropriately so. Some of the pilots and Americans still say they're a little wary of it. Southwest Pilots Union hasn't taken a position yet. If they can clear it, but the Pilots Union says we're still not going to fly them, they're not going to fly them. You know, they're just not. They can't sidestep what the pilots want to do. If the pilots tell management, we're not flying those planes, I don't know that that's going to be the case because they're not really going to put them back into service until next month or after the first of the year for the most part. But, you know, think about it a little bit. If you have, for the last 2 years, said you're not going to fly it, I noticed that the secretary of the, the FAA, the guy who runs it as a pilot, had been a pilot for Delta, so he went out to Washington and got in a plane and flew it himself. He says, okay, I'm going to find out for myself whether these planes, what's the story? Because he apparently hadn't flown one before. He used to fly 737s when he worked for Delta. So he got in the cockpit, he looked around, familiarized himself with it, started up the plane, took off. And that's why they have given it approval, because he put it through all kinds of ups and downs and sideways and practically.
Well, first of all, I love this story. I did not know that, and thank you for bringing that to our attention, because I think that that's amazing. And that is exactly the type of person that I want running the FAA. His resume could not be more perfect for that.
The president of Delta is a former pilot as well. Not the CEO, but the president.
Yeah.
So that's smart.
Because we remember the last guy who ran the FAA. I don't think he was a pilot. I don't know what his background was, but I just remember watching
probably
that press conference.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I just remember that press conference where he basically blamed the pilots who crashed.
Right.
He blamed them for the problem and not the fact that the FAA literally let Boeing just do their own inspection. Oh, we trust you. I mean, it was on the honor system.
No more
ridiculous.
Of that. You won't see any more of that at all. No,
well, good
no,
for
no,
this
no.
guy. I don't know his name, and I apologize for that, but I'm happy about this.
Yep. All right, that's good, because, Victoria, if you're not happy, we're
I
not
I would
happy.
Let you know. Right.
Exactly.
But
okay.
Doesn't that make sense? Like, and we talk about, like, the FCC and all these other, you know, all these other agencies. Doesn't it just make sense that the person running it should know? Hello?
What a concept!
I know.
Whoa! How about that for government service? Okay. In Florida, the governor has drafted legislation to expand the Stand Your Ground law to allow people to shoot looters. Also allows force being used against those looting
The draft of this legislation defines burglary as somebody being within 500 feet of violent or disorderly assembly.
I'm
I don't know how
it's
that.
It's not that they're allowing people to shoot looters. They're allowing people to protect their businesses. So I think.
Well, that's not what that's said. No.
Said
but you know how it's set up.
But I cannot imagine that this is going to be constitutional. Because what this is essentially saying is if someone breaks into a store, that death is the applicable punishment for it. That is, and that's completely
that's
unconstitutional.
Saying.
But that's how it can be interpreted.
I
that
mean,
if
well,
you,
what,
if you
what
can,
are they doing breaking into the store to begin with?
I mean, but burglary, like Jen, does not mean a death sentence. That
if
should
someone
not
came
be
into
a death
my
sentence.
House, if someone came into my house, whether they were there to hurt me or steal something, I don't know that. And so I'm going to use my gun.
Yeah, how do you know what their intention is? That's a good question.
I don't. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just. I think this could get tied up legally for.
We should. I mean, right now you can protect your property. So I don't even know why you'd have to draft new legislation.
Well, it's Florida.
Specific in Florida.
I don't know.
It's Florida. I would like to invite people listening to this program who have small businesses. You know, they do. I don't know who they are, but there are research projects that are done often during the course for any kind of media or research done, you know, on most anything because people want to know what really is going on. So from my perspective, I'd like to tell you what I'm going to do for Christmas. I was talking about, I had this conversation last night with my sister's birthday, a big one. She's 70, and we had a little sort of neighborhood party. We wore our masks until we ate, yep, all that good stuff. And we were talking about all the small businesses in our town where we grew up. The people who were at the table were all people that grew up in the town where I live. Every one of them lived here all their lives, all of them. My sister, her husband, the guys who were having the party for us, it was everybody. And we were talking about how, and as a matter of fact, one of the guys, these are gay guys who live across the street, and one of them has a wonderful, just really, you'd love it, both of you would get lost in his store. He finds the most unique, coolest stuff. He sells he's got a little store in Hudson, Mass, and people come from hundreds of miles away to see what he's found and what he's selling. And you know, that's the kind of business that you really want to support. I want to go to local restaurants. I don't want to go to the big chain stores. So I guess if you have a business, maybe the thing to do is to with your social media, maybe that's what the key here is, everybody should be supporting everybody else. I'm just dropping this on you to give you something to think about. When you're trying to get support from your friends, support them. That's what I like to do with my radio program. We have interviews all the time with people. We have specialists on the air. We have folks that are in the know. And I want them to share. I want to take what they do here on this program and put it on their website so they can promote our website and our program. I think it's back and forth. And I'd like to see this Christmas the best idea I can come up with for anybody in terms of advertising. A lot of the stations we a total of 400 and some odd radio stations carry my various programs. And, you know, you need maybe a little quick idea. Get, you know, see whatever the people in your town are doing to promote themselves, and you do the same thing. Support your friends and listen to their ideas. We had a meeting of the minds here, those of us on the program, with my consultant, and we came up with some great ideas. There's nothing like sharing ideas. And we've gotten so used to not being with other people, not hearing other ideas, not hearing other thoughts from people. Even, you know, I think that we were talking about this off the air, Victoria. What happens when, you know, we're now so used to having Zoom meetings? And I think something is definitively lost when you're not in the same room physically with somebody because the energy is not the same. It just isn't. When you're on a Zoom call or something like that. Yeah, you know, you can see each other and you can talk and yada, yada. Coming up in a moment, rumors about Matthew McConaughey. That's coming up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his podcast on Good Day Health this week, a focus on your heart and what you should be drinking and eating and not. Not that there's any news, but the news is about diet drinks. So if you drink a lot of diet soda, you'll want to listen to the ramifications of that, especially on your heart. From the expert, the cardiologist or on call in our service here on the DGB program is Ken Kronhaus. So check out this a lot of other information about COVID and where the various symptoms are coming from, all kinds of stuff. But because he's a cardiologist, we talk about your heart a lot, statin drugs, and whether they're any good for you or not. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, his most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
At Lowe's, we're giving a special thanks to our pros during our Provember event, now through November 25th. We have deals and events, plus credit programs that work for pros. We're offering everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases. Plus, through March 31st, 2021, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account, or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or at lowesforpros.com. You'll see why we're the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, terms apply, U.S. only.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, you ready, ladies?
Ready.
Matthew McConaughey is going to run for governor of Texas.
Good luck.
Or at least
really?
He's considering it. Yep.
Yeah. He says he's leaving the door open for a run.
Right.
All right. I mean, really? That's like what we. That's what Texas
all right,
wants.
All right.
I mean, I've got nothing against him, but really,
he's the center right kind of person, I guess.
Is he?
And,
yeah.
And so he was on with Hugh
kind of like me
this week. And you're not center right. I don't know.
I don't know, McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey, I think socially is more, you know, on the left and probably fiscally more on the right.
Yeah, that's where I am.
But Hugh Hewitt said, you know, you're kind of center right. Why don't you run for governor in Texas? He said, I don't know. Maybe I would think about it. So he's not the one who floated the idea, but he said that he wouldn't maybe say no, I guess. He says the politics seem to be broken. Maybe he could fix it.
Wasn't he the sexiest man alive 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years, sure, I think.
Michael B. Jordan is that this year.
All right, there it is, ladies, the latest, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. You can connect with him by going on the telemedicine route. Dial up his office, get Ken to spend a half hour or an hour with you to sort of get to the bottom line with a lot of things that are going on in all of our lives with our health and well-being. He's a perfect sounding board, very credible, and kind of fun to talk to, actually. 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. Set up a time when you can get on the Zoom with him, and let's talk about what's going on with you. 352-735-1400. Okay, questions on the continuing focus or the use of e-cigarettes and why it is that people don't get the message here, how bad they are. Is it people aren't paying attention or they don't think it's going to be me? You know, this is for everybody else. It's not for me. I use them and I'm fine.
All of the above. And we're learning from the American Heart Association scientific sessions, which is held annually and this year, amazingly virtually, that one of three people who vape, Doug, have one or more of five symptoms associated with damage to the lungs or respiratory tract. These symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, nausea, stomach pain, and chest pain. People who use disposable e-cigarettes are less likely to suffer these symptoms, indicating that part of the problem comes comes from experimentation with unregulated ingredients and untested devices.
All right, let's go to your specialty, which is cardiology, and a focus on statins, something that I'm now paying a lot of attention to because you've got me on a statin, sort of a low-dose statin. What do they do? Where I guess you and I would be considered older. I still think of my... Of course I do. I think of myself as middle-aged. So when I get older, how will statins help me and everybody else who may be at risk for heart disease?
Well, this is encouraging news for those who are considered older adults. And in this study, that was 75 years and older.
That's even much older than you and I are.
Because it proved that the benefits are at least as much as what young people get from these cholesterol-lowering medications and plaque-stabilizing drugs that lower the risk dramatically for heart attacks and strokes. And originally, you know, they've been out in studies since the mid to late 1980s, but they were in younger people. And this is now finally showing that even the older adults, 75 and older, get the same benefits to reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart disease.
All right, more in the heart department. I notice, and I guess somebody else has come up with the same idea, because I'm looking at this question about diet drinks and how bad they are for your heart. What do they do with the sugary drinks? Do they rot your brain? What do the sugary drinks do to your heart is the question, bottom line.
Well, we know that sugary drinks are no good for the heart, for your good health. You know, just refined white sugar, is just so pro-inflammatory to the body. It just wreaks havoc. It should be a treat, but from head to toe. But the news I think that you're referring to that was out a few weeks ago was that diet soda is no better than regular soda for heart health. So these two should be treats.
Right.
And that was what the news was.
But remember when they first came out, when you see diet this and diet that, and special products like Tab? My sister became addicted to Tab, and she said, well, it's much better for me because I have sugar. No. And there's something they put in these drinks, Ken, that's habit-forming, don't they?
Well, people like the taste of some of them, and they feel that there's zero calories, and they're, you know, fooling their bodies and having a nice treat with no calories and not putting any weight on. So it sounds like ideal, but it's like what I've mentioned to you over the years. Intuition is not always right. You have to test these things and see what happens because it's unpredictable.
Well, I mean, in this circumstance, what I remember you're talking about in terms of drinking diet soda raises the risk of stroke, dementia. You can't lose weight on it. It's just nonsense. And so this is a point, you know, I'm in the advertising business, so I don't want to denigrate advertising because it works well. It's convinced people of something that's not true in this case at all, right?
Yes, it's sugary drinks or artificially sweetened drinks have a higher risk of stroke and heart disease than those who avoid all of these drinks, and that was the point of the study.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, food for thought, if you will. Dr. Ken is here, and you can always, as I said, reach him at Lake Cardiology in Florida, 352-735-1400. You can reach us every week here at this time. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.